The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Murray's going to inbound it, and they'll give it to Waller. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass, and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Today, it's live coverage of the GNAC Holiday Basketball Tournament featuring the Kearney High Bearcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Millard South down by one, gets it up on the right side. Penetration here by Navity, and it's blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
3 games over 3 days to finish off their holiday break for the Bearcats. It's the GNAC Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Hastings right after this word from New Tech Seed. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Kearney High, our second game tonight, the GNAC Conference doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. And the Kearney High girls trying to follow suit as the example has been set by the boys with a 58-43 win over McCook in the boys' game. Well, now the Bearcats will try to take on, well, the Bearcats of Scotts Bluff in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament. Kearney High comes in as the number 3 seed, and they'll be taking on Scotts Bluff, who is the number 6 seed. Scotts Bluff comes in with a record of 2-2 on the season. They beat a couple of Class B teams who are 1-4 and 3-4, respectively, but lost to 2 C1 schools. They lost to Mitchell and Shadron. Shadron's no slouch in Class C1. They're 6-1 on the season, but lost that game by 23, and that was their last game before the holiday tournament. Meanwhile, Kearney High has had a tough schedule. They're 2-3 coming in, but they have lost at Lincoln Northeast. Northeast is 6-0 on the season. They lost to Southeast, a game that they really kind of felt like maybe they should have played a little bit better in. They lost that one close on the road at against Southeast, 45-41. And then they also, their home opener, a tough loss to one of the better teams in the state, Millard West, who is 7-0 on the season. They lost that one by 3. So you take a look at overall, yeah, Kearney comes in with a record of 2-3, but their 3 losses are against 3 pretty good teams in Class A, and they've been in just about every game that they've played, including games against some of the top teams in the state. So Kearney High really feels like they can play pretty well with Scotts Bluff. Both these two teams like to play good defense, like to pressure the ball. One of the concerns is it's been 5 days since Kearney High has been allowed to actually have a practice. They had a little walkthrough today. But again, if Scotts Bluff can pressure the ball, it's been a while since Kearney has worked against their press break, been handling the ball. When you come back from the holiday break, sometimes teams to pressure the ball can be pretty successful. But then again, Kearney High can pressure Scotts Bluff as well. So both these two teams are going to kind of mirror each other. But Kearney High would be a prohibitive favorite in this game against Scotts Bluff. So Scotts Bluff and Kearney High, a battle of the Bearcats here in the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament. Earlier today, Kearney High's boys with a 58-43 win over North Platte, and they'll take on the winner of the nightcap, the last game of the day here, as I have the bracket in front of me. McCook will be taking on Scotts Bluff in the last game of the day here in Hastings. And already, Kearney High knows who their next opponent will be. If the Bearcats can win, they'll be taking on North Platte, who was an easy winner over McCook. And don't forget that all the games tomorrow will be right here on ESPN Radio. The girls, if they win, will play at 2 o'clock. And we'd have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. So Scotts Bluff and Kearney High from the GNAC Conference Tournament will give you the starters here as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The starters for the Bearcats and, well, the Bearcats. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Hastings, as we'll give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, as we have the quarterfinals of the GNAC Conference Tournament. And we'll begin, first of all, for Scottsbluff. Their starters are going to be Chloe Riefenschneider. She is a junior. Riefenschneider is averaging about 5.8 points per ball game. Zoe Holscher is a junior. Zoe is averaging about 9.5 points per ball game. Allie Camacho, also a junior. She's averaging 9.8 points per ball game. Chesney Walker, she is a junior, averaging 11.8 points per ball game. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Kyra Willits. Willits is a senior, and Willits is averaging about 2.2 points and 2 rebounds per contest. Now for Kearney High. Leading the way for them is going to be Kelsey Stitham. Stitham is a senior. She is 5'7", averaging double digits. Lauren Spiker, also a guard here. She is 5'9", and a junior. She's averaging about 12 points per ball game. Brianna Obermiller, a 5'9", senior, will make the start. Skylar Snyder, 5'10", and a junior. She'll make the start tonight. And Brianna Miller, a senior at 6'3", will round out the starting lineup for head coach Jason Boyd. That is your starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between Scottsbluff and Kearney High from Hastings High. When we come back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Hastings High as the Bearcats are getting all set and ready to go. They break the huddle. They're in their home white uniforms, and Scottsbluff will be in their road black and red uniforms. And we're all set and underway here as the tip is going to be controlled by Kearney High to start the game. So they bring in the offensive zone. That's Stetham. She'll step in through a triple team, lay it up, and it hangs on the rim. It is no good. Offensive rebound. The bucket is up and good for Skylar Snyder. Snyder is able to make the putback after that tough drive. And now Scottsbluff facing some full court pressure here. With the dribble is going to be Zoe Holscher. Holscher dribbles all the way down the baseline. Pass in the lane to Camacho. Her shot no good. And rebounded by Kearney High. Snagging the bound there for the Bearcats is going to be Brianna Obermiller. And Obermiller will help bring the ball in the offensive zone. It's Stitham. Stiffen. He will get it off your left side for Snyder. Snyder pass on the inside. Kicked around. Obermiller now is going to kick it out. They're going to slow it down just a little bit. They were a little out of control with the basketball, and now they're going to slow it down. Snyder with a little penetration, kicks it out for Spiker, and Spiker's going to hit the three. Two offensive trips for Kearney High, two buckets, and they lead it 5-0 here in the early stages of the basketball game. Good start for the offense for Kearney High. Long pass up ahead here for Camacho. Camacho double-teamed, kicks it, and it's going to be off the fingertips. Scott Bluff's going to turn the ball over. Great start to the game here for Kearney High against Scott Bluff. And the Scott Bluff Bearcats are going to make a substitution. Checking in the ball game is going to be Aubrey Ford. Ford is going to come in. And the Bearcats for Kearney High will get the inbounds. Stidham will bring it up ahead here. We're playing catch with Spiker. Now Stidham gets it back. Stidham will kick it off here. And a pass was tipped and tipped around again. Great hands there by Snyder. And she'll kick the ball back out for Stidham, who throws it on the baseline for Obermiller. Obermiller hangs it on the rim. It won't fall, but she is fouled. And she'll be heading to the line. Another opportunity for Kearney High to capitalize points on their third offensive possession. They hit a three-pointer, they've hit a deuce, and now they're going to have a two shots coming up here after the foul was on Kyra Willits, and making the first of two free throws is Brianna Obermiller. So Obermiller hits the first of two, makes it now 6-0 Kearney High, and the second free throw is in and out and no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Kearney High. Cats get the rebound as they work it around. Nice job there on the offensive glass with the Bearcats by Brianna Miller, and they're going to give it off to Snyder. Snyder well outside the lane, couldn't have put up a little floater, no good. Another offensive rebound and another miss on the inside there by Miller, but Miller is able to tip it out for Snyder. Snyder on the run and on her way to the basket takes an extra step, and that'll be a Kearney High turnover. So the Cats have had a couple of opportunities here, and they couldn't get the shots to fall, but they've been able to get some offensive rebounds and get a good look at it. So they've had three trips, and they've gotten points every single time, and a bad pass is going to be stolen away with the steal of Spiker. Spiker's going to lay it up and in. Spiker with the steal as they passed it right to her, and she's able to lay it up and in. An 8-0 lead here for Kearney High. As we've only played a couple of minutes, another bad pass, and there's going to be a foul that saves a layup as Snyder knocked the ball loose. Miller came up with it, and Miller's pass back to Snyder is going to have a foul put on top of it, and Scott's Bluff is going to call a timeout. 8-0 lead here for Kearney High to get things started with 5:36 to go in the first quarter. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 30-second timeout for Scott's Bluff. They trail it 8-0, and we'll be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. An 8-0 lead here for Kearney High. They've had the basketball on four possessions, and they've scored on every single possession. This is their fifth, and they're working it around very nicely. They work it off on the left side. They're looking inside here for Miller. Miller will help kick it back around the perimeter. With it is Stidham. Stidham is going to kick it here left side for Spiker. They're looking back inside, and they're going to kick it across for Stidham. Nice job getting it over there for Spiker. Spiker, backdoor cut, gives it to Snyder. Snyder missed the shot, and it's rebounded by Scott's Bluff. A nice look there. And in the lane, a little leaner. It is going to count, or they're going to call the travel. The foul, they're going to say, came on the shot. And so Walker is going to go to the free throw line and have two shots. The did not go in, but I thought maybe there was a walk before the foul, but they're going to say the foul caused the walk, and Miller is going to be called for the reach. And the free throw is up and good. So Miller's first foul of the ball game. Kearney High's first foul of the game as well. Results in the first point. As Walker at the free throw line shooting two, she makes the first, misses the second, And it's rebounded out of there by Snyder. So Snyder gets it here for Kearney High. And she'll throw it a little bit too far ahead. And the Bearcats turn it over. After scoring 8 straight points and looking like a well-oiled machine, Kearney's missed a couple of opportunities, including a turnover here. And they're pressuring the ball. With it is Aubrey Ford. Ford driving and scores. Nice little drive there for Aubrey Ford. They never really shut her off, and she has stepped through the lane. Top of the circle with the ball here for the Bearcats is going to be Stidham. Nice pass inside for Snyder, and Snyder's going to lay it up and in. Nice pass by Stidham to set up Snyder. And it's now a 7-point lead, and Scottsbluff maybe going a little bit too fast, trying to lob it down low for Camacho, and Scottsbluff misses the target. That'll be a turnover, kind of an unforced error. But Scottsbluff will try to pressure Kearney High. Bearcats of Kearney High handle it very nicely. Stidham is going to drive all the way in. Her layup is no good. Offensive rebound by Miller, and Miller will hit the bucket. So nice job there by Miller. And then the ball was knocked loose. Last touch by who? The officials finally say it was off of Scottsbluff and out of bounds. I keep catching myself. I keep wanting to say the Bearcats, and I can't do that this game. Got the Scottsbluff Bearcats and the Kearney High Bearcats. Right now, the ones in white have a comfortable lead here, 12-3, and Snyder, nice pass, will lay it up and in. Stidham, from about 35 feet away, found Snyder rolling on that baseline, hit her with a great pass, and Snyder was able to cash in. In transition, shot up, no good, and an offensive rebound and bucket will fall here for Allie Camacho. So she's able to make the putback after the miss. And aside from some offensive rebounds, Scottsbluff's offense has not gotten anything going. Snyder, pass through the lane, stepping through there, knocking it loose is going to be Camacho. So Camacho comes up with the turnover in the lane. She'll kick it off on the right side now in transition. Three-pointer out there, no good. And the rebound for Scottsbluff, they work it back around the perimeter again. That one will not fall. And Snyder pulls down the rebound, leading the break, trying to throw it up ahead, trying to connect with Spiker. It's a little bit too high, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds. So Kearney High will maintain possession on their own baseline. Snyder stepping out of the ball game. And coming in here for Kearney High is going to be Stacy Peters. And taking off the warm-up and getting out to battle is going to be Hannah Lundell as well. So Lundell to toss in on the baseline. She's working against a little bit of pressure here from Riefenschneider. And they'll get it into the corner. Driving is going to be Stidham. A little floater. Barely draws iron. Rebounded by Miller. And Miller hits the bucket. So Miller was able to cash in there. And the ball bouncing around. Somehow Scottsbluff maintains possession. Riefenschneider throws it down low. And that's going to be turned over. Scottsbluff with the turnover. Bearcats on the run. Pass up ahead for Peters. And she runs out of room. It was up a little bit too far ahead of her. She tried to save it and did, but she'd stepped on the baseline, so that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Kearney High with an 11-point lead. And they pressure the ball. It's going to go off the fingertips of Walker and out of bounds. So another Scottsbluff turnover. Unofficially, I have Scottsbluff turning the ball over 6 times here in the ballgame. A little pressure being put on Lundell, but she handles it. Kicks it top of the circle here for Obermiller. Obermiller gives it off on the right side. Stidham is going to drive. Dish in underneath. Peter's going to take it off glass, and it's good. Give an assist on the inside there for Stidham, and we're going to have a block. It's going to be called against Kearney High, and that'll be a foul on Spiker. That's the first one on Spiker. And checking into the ball game here for Scottsbluff is going to be Allie Camacho. Pass into the corner. Bearcats tried to trap. And dribbling through it there is going to be Holscher. Holscher finds Camacho, and Camacho lays it up and in. Nice pass inside to Camacho. It's kind of a V-cut while dribbling the basketball. So Holscher with a nice play there. Entry pass down low, caught, and off glass easy to Brianna Obermiller. Obermiller was able to lay that one up and in. Long outlet pass going to be stolen by Stidham. Stidham comes up with a steal. Long outlet pass up ahead. Layup good for Lauren Spiker. Not only do they do it on one end of the court, but the long passes for Kearney High sets them up on the other. Bearcats lead at 22-7, and Scotts Bluff calls the timeout with a minute 37 to go here in the first quarter. Cats have already scored 22 points with a minute 37 to go in the quarter. They lead it 22-7. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 22-7. Kearney High with the easy early lead here against Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff's been able to capitalize on a couple of offensive rebounds, but really the Kearney High defense and that pressure has been able to force some turnovers and some easy buckets, and that's been their keys to success. Brought to you by Your Seeds to Success. Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. A little pressure being put on here for Kearney High. Long pass nearly stolen away off the fingertips of Stidham. And actually, they say that Stidham didn't touch it. It was over everybody, so it's still going to be a Scotts Bluff turnover. Had that been a pass that was on target, it would have been an easy layup for Stidham, who there wasn't going to be anybody by her. Long pass, tip, but Stidham picks it up. She's going to drive, float, alters her shot in the air, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And they're going to say stepping in underneath and committing the foul was Peters. Camacho had pretty good position there. They're going to call Peters with the foul. That'll be her first, team's third. So three fouls against Kearney High, two have been whistled against Scotts Bluff. Pass up ahead for Riefenschneider, who lobs it down low for Camacho. Camacho, nice catch, and the shot's blocked, and they're going to call a foul. I thought that was a clean block by Miller, but they're going to say she got a little bit of the body. And Ali Camacho is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. And for Brianna Miller, that is her second foul. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble here with a minute four to go in the first quarter. That's her second foul. She's going to come out. Yep. She'll step out. Oba Miller will come in for Miller. Camacho hit the first of two free throws. And her second one here is off glass and good. 22-9, minute to go here in quarter number one. Spiker facing some pressure, brings it across to the pressure of Riefenschneider. Long pass and off the fingertips. It's going to be a turnover. Stidham can't come up with it, and Walker lives up to her name. She took an extra step. So we swap turnovers here, and Walker was trying to pass it, lost the handle, and ended up taking an extra step. And that really helps out Kearney High because Scotts Bluff had a 2-1 advantage after that turnover. So they were running the fast break. Nice ball movement here. Snyder on the baseline. 12-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound won't fall for Peters. Stacy Peters can't make the putback. And Camacho gets a long pass up ahead. She dumps it in underneath. And an easy bucket there for Scotts Bluff. That's Walker who hits the bucket. Cuts the lead down to 22-11. 16 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Pass for Peters. Entry pass. Going to be stolen away by Camacho. Another Kearney High turnover. Camacho passes up ahead. Ball knocked loose. 6 seconds left. Bearcats have it. Dribbling with it is going to be Stidham. She gives it off for Snyder. Snyder off glass. Shot won't fall, but she'll head to the line. Not panicking at all when there was a little pressure put on her. Stidham was able to pass it up ahead for Snyder. And now Snyder will have a chance to add to Kearney High's lead as she has two free throws as she collected the foul against Camacho. And the first free throw is up and good. So Cats add to the lead here. They make it now 23-11. 0.9 to go. Second free throw by Snyder is no good. Rebound and then the throw all in one motion. And that will do it. Zoe Holscher, we won't call that a shot. We'll just say that that's a rebound as she kind of caught it and threw it all in one motion, not even close to the basket. So one quarter is in the books, and Kearney High has a 23-11 lead over Scotts Bluff. We'll be back with the second quarter here from Hastings. We come back right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Note to self, Scotts Bluff's also the Bearcats. Stop using that word. Right now, Kearney High with a 23-11 lead. Here as we start the second quarter, and the Bearcats of Scotts Bluff will inbound the basketball. Generally, if I say Bearcats, I'm going to mean Kearney High, but I'll try not to do that. Entry pass down low for Scotts Bluff. Stidham pressure on the ball, and the pass going to be knocked loose by Spiker. Scotts Bluff turns it over. Great defense. And with the dribble here for Kearney High is going to be Kelsey Clark. Clark gives it off on the right wing here for Stidham, and she'll get it off here for Obermiller. Obermiller works it around. They enter it down low for Snyder. Snyder, good power dribble. Gets the bucket and the foul. Nice entry pass, and boy, did she go up strong with that. Hit on the arm as she went up. And again, they just kind of swung it around the perimeter, and that quick pass in for Snyder, and she used that power dribble going hard to the rack right away. And Zoe Holscher has been called for her second foul of the ball game. And a chance to finish off the three-point play, and Snyder does exactly that. And she makes the free throw, and it's now 26-11. Long pass up ahead as they get it off here for Walker. Walker will drive, bank it off glass, and scores. That's a good strong drive there for Chesney Walker. Bounce pass left side for Stidham. Gives it up ahead for Spiker. Spiker's going to dribble that left sideline, bank it off glass, and score. Kearney High right now just really attacking. Entry pass for Camacho a little bit too high. Scotts Bluff turns it over. And Kearney just a very aggressive, attacking the basket, finding those little seams, moving the ball very quickly. Even in their half-court set, they're passing around the perimeter. They are looking very, very solid right now. And, again, Snyder averaging about 17 points per ball game. She's already got 10 in the ball game. She's got it top of the circle. Nice backdoor cut. She's going to pass it up ahead for Obermiller, and Obermiller takes it off glass and scores. Long pass intercepted by Stidham. Stidham is going to slow it down. Gives it to Snyder. Now left side. Spiker for three. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound off glass. Shot no good for Miller. Miller couldn't get the shot to fall, and she missed the putback as well. And then Camacho finally ended the possession with the defensive rebound. So Holscher works around the perimeter. They're going to try a three with Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider's three is no good. Rebounded by Snyder. Long pass up ahead for Spiker. Spiker gets the bucket, and a late push is going to give her a chance for a three-point play. Long pass up ahead. Spiker is able to cash in on it. Pushed really after the ball was released, and she was pretty much landed. And that's going to end up being a costly foul here, as that's the third foul of the game here on Holscher. And again, it was after, and she wasn't going to be able to stop anything here. The foul committed after she shot it. And the free throw is no good. So Holscher with three fouls now. That one probably the most costly of the bunch. Even though they don't score, Snyder makes a steal. And then another foul on the shot. Riefenschneider is going to be called for the foul. And another steal by Kearney High as Snyder made the steal. And now she'll try to make a couple of free throws. This Kearney High defense has looked very, very good. They lead it now 32-13, and the free throw up and good for Snyder. Snyder now with 11 points in the ballgame. And her second free throw is no good. So Scott's Bluff comes out of there with it, and then they turn it over. And then another errant pass, it's going to be turned over. Chelsea Walker has it. Another errant pass that is saved into the hands of Rudy Salazar for Scott's Bluff. Little cutter, shot no good. And rebounded out for Kearney High. Long pass for Spiker, and off of her fingertips, couldn't come up with it. Stidham had the long rebound and threw it about 4 inches farther than what Lauren Spiker could handle, and Kearney High turned it over. There are good turnovers and there are bad turnovers. That one's an okay one because if you turn it over, you got to go 90 feet with the basketball, and if you hold on to the ball, you get a layup. So there's a lot of risk-reward ratio that works out pretty well there. Ball knocked loose. Salazar is able to kick it out, and the quick jumper by Scott's Bluff. Shot won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Snyder. That'll be her first. It's only five as a team against Kearney High. 5:21 to go, second quarter, 33-13. Cats are up by 20. And Scott's Bluff to inbound it. The Kearney High Bearcats up by 20. Three-pointer on the inbounds play. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Scott's Bluff. I'm not sure any rebounder actually touched that ball. It hit the front of the rim and took kind of a weird hop and went out of bounds. That'll be a team rebound here for Kearney High. On the bounce for the Kearney High Bearcats is going to be Clark. Clark off of the screen, dribbles to that left wing, gives it for Snyder, who lobs it down low for Obermiller. And Obermiller, yeah, extra step with it. Changed her mind on what she wanted to do. And that just fraction of a second of indecision cost her possession of the basketball. Snyder averages about 17 points per ball game. Stidham about 11. Spiker 7. I mean, just good balanced scoring for Kearney High throughout the course of the season. That's kind of what we have here, is both Spiker and Snyder have 11 so far here in the ball game. They make the trap on the left side. And they get it out to Walker. Walker has a pocket pick by Snyder. Snyder's going to drive off glass. Good. After making this deal, Snyder with an athletic drive banks it off the glass on that left side. 35-13, Kearney High up by 22. With the dribble for Scott's Bluff is going to be Salazar. Salazar loses the ball again. Kearney High kicks it up ahead as they give it off on that left wing for Stidham. Stidham's going to drive, low floater, no good. Offensive rebound, bucket, Brianna Obermiller. She makes the putback. And now she'll have a chance to try to finish the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul is on Sally Welsh. And Kearney High looking very, very solid here. Free throw, up and in. So 38-13, a 25-point Kearney High lead. And Chesney Walker will walk the ball up court, dribble to that left side. Kearney High going 2-3 zone, and the steal immediately by Stidham. Stidham's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Stidham with the steal, Stidham with the strong drive, long pass up ahead, knocked away, and Kearney High can't come up with it. It went off of Camacho, but Mariah Rose did not have the opportunity to know that. So she tried to save it, and she stepped on the baseline there. And so Scott's Bluff will inbound it. Riefenschneider enters it in. They kick it out. Long deuce on that right side. Rolling around, no good. And rebounded out of there by Mariah Rost. She'll get it up ahead here for Kelsey Clark. Back to Rost. Clark and Rose playing a little catch with it now. Snyder's on that left side. I think they're going to get her involved in this game of catch. Nope. She's going to dribble to her right. It is going to be Clark. And Clark passes right side and going for the ball, having a bad angle. There's going to be Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider knocked down Stidham. And Stidham will go to the line as Riefenschneider is going to be called for the foul. Nice job there by Riefenschneider after committing a foul. She helped her up. Nice sportsmanship, and Stitham able to pat her on the back, too. Front end of a one-and-one coming up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Snyder, and Snyder gets it in underneath, and they're going to have to kick it back around, reset the offense. Entry pass knocked loose, trying to come up with it, and can't is going to be Jessica Fritzen, so that will be a Kearney High turnover, and now they're going to be called for the block. As dribbling there was Riefenschneider, and I think, yeah, she's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a one-and-one. For Kearney High, Hannah Lundell and Stacy Peter is going to check into the ballgame. I thought Kearney already had six fouls, and that was her seventh, but they're going to say that is the sixth foul. So Scottsbluff inbounds it, and it's going to be intercepted by Peters. So Stacy Peters makes the steal, and then Kearney High turns the ball over themselves. Errant shot put up, and rebounded for the Cats is going to be Lundell. And Hannah Lundell for Kearney High dribbles out with it. And then we're going to have a reach called. So Kearney High with a 40-13 lead. And the reach is going to send Lundell to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Back the iron, no good. Scottsbluff rebounds it. They kick it up ahead for Riefenschneider. She's going to shoot a three in transition, a high arcing shot. It's going to go out of bounds. And last touch by Scottsbluff. And I don't think the Scottsbluff has hit a three-pointer yet in the game. Nope, they're 0 for 6 from behind the arc. And overall, 5 of 14 is what I have them as. And I'm not so sure it's that good. Have to check that number here in just a second. Pass on the right wing. With it is Kelsey Clark. Clark will give it off there for Lundell. Lundell is going to direct traffic a little bit, as a good senior will do. She'll kick it top of the circle here for Ost. She's going to drive. Nice pass inside for Peters. And Peters can't get the shot to fall. Gets her own rebound. But did she go over the back to do it? Yes, she did. She committed the push. Great pass inside there for Peters. As she missed the shot, but I'll tell you what, that was a great pass. And then she commits the foul. And so at the free throw line is going to be Christina Villarreal. And Villarreal will have the front end of a 1-1. Villarreal will bend the knees, fire the free throw, and it rolls around and good. Nice shooter's touch there for Villarreal. And it's 40-14. Kearney High has been in command the entire game here. They lead it right now by 26 with 2:28 to go before halftime. Second free throw by Villarreal is a little bit short, and Kearney High will inbound it. That allows the Cats to make a substitution here, as Lauren Strubing is going to check in, the 5'8 sophomore. And she'll give it for Lundell. Lundell facing a little bit of token pressure with 2:20 to go, dribbles to that left side, throws it off there for Spiker. Spiker facing man-to-man here for Scottsbluff. And the pass is going to be off the mark,
so
and
with the
nearly
thought.
Stolen
Mitch
away
Kupchak, the lake.
By Villarreal. But Scottsbluff runs out of room there, so Kearney High will maintain possession. They'll throw it in the backcourt here. Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here in Hastings for the GNAC Conference Tournament, and we'll have coverage of Kearney High boys and girls tomorrow. It appears the girls will be playing, well, they'll be playing at 2 o'clock here regardless. Looks like they're going to be playing in the winner's bracket game. And the pass is tipped. And Kearney High is able to maintain it as Fritzen picks up the loose ball. She's between the circles and in a little bit of trouble, but she's able to give the ball up here for Lundell. Lundell on the bounce. Takes it off left side. Working against a little pressure here for Villarreal. They give it off here for Spiker. Spiker drives, dishes in underneath, and the jumper's up and good for Fritzen. Nice two-woman game there between Spiker and Fritzen. Quick jumper in transition here for Scottsbluff. Off the mark. Rebounded by Kearney High. Bearcats on the run. They kick it up ahead here for Roast, and she's going to slow it down a little bit. Little spin move by Lundell. Roast will give it top of the circle. Fritzen gives it to Spiker. Spiker has a lane. Will drive. Shoot. No good. Offensive rebound. Off glass. Bucket and foul. Leaning in there, picking up the loose ball is Mariah Ralston. She's going to head to the line and try to finish the three-point play. She was hit on the arm. That's now 10 fouls against Scotts Bluff here in the ball game. Kearney High with a 30-point lead, 44-14. As Villarreal has called for her first foul of the game. And the free throw rolls around and is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. So Cats couldn't quite come up with that rebound. They have to be content with a 30-point lead with a minute to go here in the second quarter, 44-14. Pass on the right side here for Villarreal. They try to enter it down low. Do a little up and under move. Shot a little bit short and rebounded by Rost. So she comes up with a defensive rebound after Scotts Bluff missed the shot. And Scotts Bluff has not shot the ball well at all here in the ball game, as witnessed by the fact they only have 14 points and are down by 30. 30 seconds to go. Kearney kicks it into the corner. A little penetration here by Lundell. Jumper no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And we'll walk to the other end of the court, and the other Bearcats will be shooting free throws. And Ross whistled for her first foul. Be a one and one. Coming up here for Scotts Bluff, and that'll be on Aubrey Ford. And the free throw is no good. So she misses the front end of the one and one, but the rebound will go out to Ford, and she'll fire a three-pointer that is off the mark and rebounded by Kearney High. Clark got the rebound, still has the dribble, 15 seconds left. As in the offensive end, obviously, now gives it top of the circle. Over for Jessica Fritzen. Fritzen's going to slow it down. 8 seconds left off of a screen. Ball goes out of bounds, but it was knocked that way by Rudy Salazar. So 5.1 to go before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Cats triggering again. That's going to be Lundell. And Lundell will give it off here right side for Ross. Ross, 3 seconds. Throws it in lane. Ball is tipped around. Scotts Bluff comes up with a loose ball. That'll be a Kearney High turnover, but not enough time for Scotts Bluff to do anything with it. We'll head to the locker room with Kearney High in command in the Battle of the Bearcats. It's Kearney High 44, Scotts Bluff 14. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Hastings High, as Kearney High is right now rolling in girls basketball in the quarterfinals of the GNAC Conference Tournament. They're leading Scotts Bluff 44-14. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And I'll just tell you that pretty much any statistic we're going to look at here is going to point the way of Kearney High, as they are absolutely dominating this basketball game in terms of turnovers, in terms of shooting percentages, and obviously on the scoreboard. They lead this one very, very comfortably, 44-14 here at intermission. And let's take a look at some of the numbers that we have for you so far. We'll begin, first of all, for Scotts Bluff. Allie Camacho is leading the way. She's got 6 points here at intermission. Chesney Walker with 5. Aubrey Ford with 2. And Christina Villarreal One out of two from the free throw line. She's got 1 point in the ball game. Unofficially, I have Scotts Bluff with only six rebounds. And check that, nine rebounds in the game as a team. And so Kearney High is out rebounding them about 22-9. Turnovers, the advantage of Kearney High. I've got Scotts Bluff with 14 turnovers compared to 11 for Kearney High. But again, most of those turnovers for Scotts Bluff, it seemed like, were layups on the other end of the court, and the Bearcats built a 44-14 lead. When we take a look at the numbers for Kearney High, boy, there's just going to be a lot of great offensive efforts here for the Bearcats as they are leading this one by 30 at intermission, as they already have a couple players in double figures, led by Skylar Snyder. Snyder with 13 points in the ball game to go with five rebounds. Lauren Spiker has 11 points so far. Brianna Obermiller with eight. Brianna Miller with four. Mira Wolst with two. Kelsey Thittem with 2 points. Jessica Fritzen with two. Stacey Peters with two. And I'll tell you what, Bearcats right now passing the ball very, very effectively, and they lead this one 44-14 at intermission. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and then hopefully you talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach for the Bearcats. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The Kearney High girls very comfortably ahead of Scotts Bluff in the conference quarterfinals with a 44-14 lead. They're hoping to follow suit as the Kearney High boys have already guaranteed themselves a spot in the semifinals. The Cats got past the Bulldogs in North Platte earlier today, 58-43. Kind enough to join us, talk about it. Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, 14-point win against one of your rivals. You obviously have to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, we'll take that. You never know what's going to happen coming out of a five-day layoff. We hope got together and worked out and lifted some weights and stayed in shape. But it's so many unknowns when you're talking about a five-day holiday break with no practice, no lifting, things like that. So, you know, I think our depth helped us. We played 9 or 10 guys. We rotated pretty freely. Getting off to a good start was really key for us, where we kind of seized control of the game right from the get-go. And then we usually had, you know, a 2 or 3 possession lead, and were able to stretch it out there in the fourth quarter.
You had a run there late in the second quarter and into the third quarter as well, where I think you scored 12, 14 straight points to kind of build a 15-point lead, and really never looked back at that point. It seemed to me that during that stretch, the difference was the defense. You guys forced some turnovers, got some easy looks at the basket.
Yeah, we got a little tired there middle of the second quarter, and I think North Platte came back and tied it, or maybe got within one possession. And we brought four guys in off the bench. We brought in Chris Lang, and we brought in Austin Murray. We brought in Zach Ryan and Chris Lang, and those guys did a great job. And that was the difference there, because it from the time that they took a timeout to get their press set, we scored about the next 3 or 4 possessions and got defensive stops. The stops led to good outlet passes, and that led to transition. So that was a real key turning point in the game to go into the locker room up double digits, which for us, that was a new situation. We hadn't been in that yet in the 6 games that we played. You know, we were either, you know, down big or barely ahead in those 6 games. So we were playing under a little different set of circumstances, which I kind of liked for a change.
And a little bit different starting lineup as well. Murray didn't start, but when he came in off the bench, he ended up scoring 12 points for you. And I really think that, like you said, that group kind of energized you a little bit. But Murray in particular, a couple of rebounds, started the breaks, a couple of nice passes. And that was really kind of a key element. I thought he played very well off the bench.
Yeah, when we brought some of those bench guys in, I think I forgot to mention Kyle Anderson a second ago, but when we brought Kyle Anderson and Austin Murray and Chris Lang in off the bench, we really specifically talked about rebounding. In the first quarter, North Platte had, I think, 10 or 12 points, and three or four of those baskets were off offensive rebounds and layups, or offensive rebounds kicked out for three-point shots. So we had to get better at rebounding. North Platte is a team that they got a couple guys that if they get hot from the three-point line, they're an awfully good shooting team. But once we started rebounding the basketball, that gave us transition opportunities, which allowed us to stretch it out by halftime a little bit.
Yeah, and once you kind of built that lead, but that was a little rust. You could kind of tell that you guys hadn't had a practice in the last 5 days.
Yeah, a little rust might be the understatement of the night there.
Thank you. I like to be kind.
we practiced this morning for about an hour and 45 minutes, and it wasn't the typical get together, watch some film, walk through some scouting reports. So we practiced live, and we practiced pretty hard. Maybe went a little bit longer than we had planned on it, but we were getting a lot of good things done. And it's amazing in 5 days how quickly the conditioning drops, how quickly you kind of forget, you know, some of the little baseline out of bounds sets and some of the rotations and things we like to do, and we feel like we're pretty good at. But it just took some time to get through everything, and then combine that with a couple of lineup changes with Peyton Pocock sliding over to the point guard spot, with Trevor Liebarger sliding into that starting lineup for the first time. We just had a lot of things that we felt like we needed to work on at practice, and then I felt like that translated pretty well to the game.
How did you kind of feel that new starting lineup worked for you?
Well, the easy thing would be just to look at the scoreboard and say we won by 15, so it went well. But I look at a couple things. I look at assist to turnover ratio, which we were better than we have been. We're still not where we want to be. You know, we want to try to get to that 2-1 or 3-1, but I think we were, you know, a little bit better than 1-1 assist to turnover. I look at our transition game. I felt like, you know, our transition was better. We still were a little bit sloppy in transition at times. We have a bad habit of taking a 3-on-2 break, and instead of getting a layup out of it, we turn it over. We talk about transition turnovers being 4-point swings where you should score a layup, and then you get nothing, and then there's such a quick counter going the other way, you end up giving up a layup. But we had two or three of those tonight, so that will come with more experience with if Peyton, you know, continues to play that spot for us. But it was something we wanted to take a look at. We had practiced it before break, and what better place to put it to the ultimate test than in a first game back. And then it also gave us maybe a little bit of element of surprise, because I guarantee that the scouted lineup that they had for us wasn't the one that we put on the floor to start the game. So that may have given us a little bit of advantage early on as well.
And I didn't tell anybody, so it was still a secret. Scott, appreciate the time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Randy.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. Bearcats win this one 58-43 earlier today. And now the Kearney High girls with a 44-14 lead here at intermission, as they're controlling things here in girls basketball as well. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages, and you can hear from the horns that we're just about ready to get things underway to start the third quarter. Kearney High does have possession of the basketball first to start the second half. They've got their starters out there. Stidham, Spiker, Obermiller, Snyder, and Miller. And the ball is inbounded for Kelsey Stidham. She's facing a little man-to-man pressure here by the Bearcats of Scotts Bluff. She'll give it off on the right side to Snyder. Snyder will cycle it back around, and they enter it in the lane for Snyder. Snyder's going to take it off glass, and Snyder will bank it in. A 32-point lead here for Kearney High. We might get a running clock at this rate. Pass up ahead to Walker. Walker gives it to Camacho. Camacho double-team, gets it back out to Walker. Walker's going to fire the three. It is no good. Rebound is picked up there by Scott's Bluff. A little runner by Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider missed the putback, and it's going to go off the hands of the Bearcats of Scott's Bluff and out of bounds. Note to self, don't say Bearcats. Kearney High right now with a 32-point lead. And slowly across the timeline. Our friends from McCook only have to say Bison. They don't run into this problem. They have a distinctive mascot. Pass left side for Snyder. Snyder off of a screen. Gives it off for Stidham. Stidham, nice pass inside. Turnaround jumper by Miller. No good. That was a tough shot. And Camacho is able to pull down the rebound after the Kearney High miss. Scotts Bluff has to slow down. That defense has really kept Scotts Bluff from getting any kind of offensive rhythm going. And now the steal. The steal by Stidham. And then Stidham, she lost control of the basketball. And they'll work it back around for Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider's three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound, a little runner in the lane. And it is up and good for Walker. So Chesney Walker is able to rattle that one in. And that lead back down to 30. With it is number 30, Skylar Snyder. She'll drive to the free throw line, and it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Scott's Bluff. That'll be another Kearney High turnover. So Snyder will tighten those shoes up a little bit more, and the Bearcats of Kearney High will drop back into the half-court defensive end. Holscher will bring across the timeline. And she'll work it around the perimeter here for Walker. Quick three-pointer for Riefenschneider. That is no good. Rebound out by Stidham. Stidham is going to lead the break. Bounce it up ahead to Spiker. Spiker, jumper on the baseline. No good. Offensive rebound. Off glass. Good for Brianna Miller. So Miller makes the putback off of the offensive rebound. And then a long pass here for Riefenschneider. She's going to shoot a three in transition. And that is no good. Rebounded by Obermiller. Ball knocked loose. Camacho down and gets it. Camacho shot blocked by Miller and out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by Camacho. So Miller had the rebound, lost it, and then got another rebound as Scott's Bluff was able to force the turnover. So in there, Kearney High turned it over at one point. In any event, they don't give up any points, and they lead it 48-16. Top of the circle with it is Brianna Miller. Miller lobs it down low for Obermiller. Obermiller's shot won't fall. And rebounded out by Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider on the dribble. And they'll kick it off on that right side. I think it was off of either Snyder or Stitham's hand. They were both there defensively. Gives you an indication of how swarming Kearney High has been defensively. They're in that 2-3 zone right now. They give it to Riefenschneider right side. She'll skip it off on that left wing. Entry pass down low. Camacho can't get the pass, and that'll be a Scott's Bluff turnover. Again, Kearney's able to just shut down those passing lanes so much. That was a nice idea for Scott's Bluff, but there just wasn't room for it to happen. They had to bounce it up too high, and now the entry pass is going to be tipped, and coming up with it is going to be Scott's Bluff. So Kearney High, they turned it over. Pass up ahead. Layup by Walker, no good. Offensive rebound on that left wing by Rudy Salazar. She missed the shot. And a long pass up ahead, knocked out of bounds as Kearney High was trying to run the floor after the rebound. And that one was going to be well off the mark, but it was deflected by Scott's Bluff. So Kearney High will inbound on the baseline. Tossing in here is going to be Stidham. Gives it for Snyder. Snyder, turnaround jumper in the lane. Boy, that you can't stop that. There's no way. Skylar Snyder got it. Fadeaway jumper in the lane. And it's now a 34-point lead. 50-16. Driving here is Riefenschneider. Riefenschneider has her shot blocked. Snyder's going to let it go out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was just an air ball. So Scott's Bluff misses the shot. It goes out of bounds, and Kearney High will have possession here, leading it 50-16. Ogallala over Amherst, 54-40 in girls basketball. Game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Boys game coming up. On the bounce is Spiker. Spiker helps work it down low. Nice pass inside. Bucket good for Miller. They threw it on the right side, and Obermiller got it to Miller, and that was just an easy bucket at point-blank range. We're 4 points away from a running clock. Skip pass, going to be tipped. Stolen by Obermiller. Tried to get it up ahead, but Riefenschneider was able to step in there and then make the steal back. And they'll try the quick jumper in transition. Shot won't fall. Rebounded by Obermiller. And Obermiller kicks up ahead here for Stidham. Stidham on the bounce. Gives it off left side. Snyder has it. Snyder off of a little screen. Gives it off for Brianna Miller. And Miller from the baseline hits the bucket. 54-16. And Chloe Riefenschneider on the bounce will get it in the lane. A little runner here by Walker. Walker takes it all the way down the baseline. In trouble. Kicks it back out. Penetration back out here for Riefenschneider, and a timeout here for Scott's Bluff with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. 54-16, Kearney High going to be playing in the semifinals tomorrow as they are comfortably ahead of Scott's Bluff, 54-16. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney High, 54.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Pass on the left side here for Scott's Bluff for Rudy Salazar, and they'll give it off the left wing. Jumper's no good. Rebounded by Snyder. As Scott's Bluff missed the shot. Pass up ahead. Oh, and Stitham got the pass in underneath and was hacked as she was putting up the shot. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Good pass in underneath, and Brianna Miller a little bit too far underneath the basket. So she turned around and found Stitham. Stitham now was going to go to the line and shoot two, and the first one's good. So that makes it now 55-16. And if she makes this one, we'll have a running clock the rest of the game. And the free throw is up and good. 40-point lead for Kearney High. And that's the magic number. Even if the lead gets under 40, it'll still be a running clock the rest of the half here. Pass on the right side. Scott's Bluff gets it out here for Carly Johnson. Johnson's going to fire the three. It's no good. And getting the rebound is Miller. And now off of a screen, Kearney High will get the ball to Kelsey Clark. Clark will give it off here on the left side for Snyder. Gets it for Peters. Back out for Clark. Skips it to the elbow here for Stidham. Stidham will give it off here for Kelsey Clark now. Scott's Bluff's going man-to-man. 2:13 to go here in the third quarter. 56-16, Kearney High in command. Miller pass left side. Cutting is going to be Peters, and Peters going to be hit on the arm as she drives in. And she'll be shooting two. Clock still moving here. Minute 55 to go with that running clock. And shooting two is going to be Stacy Peters. Peters' free throw is up and good. 57-16. Camacho checking back in here for Scott's Bluff. Also in for the Black Bearcats, if you will. Black and Red Bearcats. It's going to be Kyra Willits back into the ball game. Snyder going to come out for Kearney High. Mariah Rolls checking in for her. And Peters at the line. Her second free throw is up and no good. And it was rebounded there by Camacho. So Camacho gets the rebound. They pass it up ahead, and there's going to be a foul as Chelsea Walker was driving hard. And she's hit on the arm. And for Peters, that is going to be her third personal foul. So the free throw is up and no good. So one more is coming up here for Walker. She missed the first two, and now she's got one more shot. Clock still moving, 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. High arcing shot, and it is up and good. 57-17 now. 30 seconds to go as the ball is in the hands of Kelsey Clark. She brings it across the timeline, the sophomore with a little crossover dribble. She's used it up, so she's looking for a little help, and she finds it in Lundell. Lundell backs up to near midcourt, gets it between the circles here for Stacy Peters. Off the left side here for Rost. Off of the screen, they get it to Kelsey Clark. 10 seconds to go. Clark on the dribble, gives it to Peters. 7 seconds left. Peters kicks it left wing. That's Rost with it. She's going to drive. Nice pass inside. Bucket's going to be up and good. What a great dish by Rost inside to Brianna Miller. And Miller lays it off the glass, essentially at the buzzer. And that'll be it for three quarters of play. Kearney High with a 59-17 lead over Scott's Bluff. And we'll start the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Hastings High and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Fortunately, no one injured for either one of these two teams in today's game. That's good news, and it's still an injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, because you can't be guaranteed that all of us won't need that, you know? Somebody's going to get hurt. Kearney High right now in command here. Running clock 59-17. They've got the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and they're working around the perimeter very nicely. With it is Kelsey Clark. Clark gives it off to Lundell. Lundell kicks it out. Clark's going to fire the three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. That's Lundell. Lundell takes the glass. She gets the bucket and the foul. Wow, what great hustle there by Lundell after the missed three. She really had to go a long way to track down that rebound. She gave up some size in there, but she still was able to get the rebound and laid it off the glass and in. Clock moving here with 7:10 to go and a chance for the three-point play for Lundell. Lundell bends the knees. The free throw is up and good. 62-17. On the bounce in the offensive end is going to be Walker. Walker gives it off here for Carly Johnson. Both teams dumping the bench. And a steal made by Kearney High. That's Clark with a steal up to Lundell. And Lundell's going to lay it up and in. So, again, Kearney High, with that defense, they have been able to do pretty much whatever they wanted to in this game, as they lead it comfortably. Skip pass back out for Johnson. She gave it away. Scottsbluff going to fire another three-pointer that is off the mark. And Lundell snags another defensive rebound, brings it in the offensive end. She'll give it off here on the left side for Toomey. Nelsie Toomey gives it off to Lundell, right side. Off the elbow, they'll get it out here for Jessica Fritzen. Nice ball movement here for Kearney High as they cycle in underneath. The left-handed layup by Ralst is no good. Boy, that was nice ball movement, though, and Camacho was able to pull down the rebound. They got it at the elbow. Ralst came through and got a nice pass there by Fritzen and just couldn't quite hit the layup. Here's Johnson firing the three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Camacho with the rebound, and she'll put it up and in. 64-19. Kearney High in control, 5.5 to go. On the bounce, going to be Kelsey Clark. Clark gives it off to Roast. Roast is going to drive, shut off, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for Lundell. Oh, no good. Rebound by Roast, kicks it back out. Another three-pointer, this one by Clark. That one is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Good work there for Kelsey Toomey as she makes the putback after Kearney High missed a couple of three-pointers. Top of the circle, a little spin. Now driving through is going to be Walker. Walker, that's a nice bucket in traffic there as she lays it up and in. 5 minutes to go in the ball game, 66-21. And on the bounce here is going to be Kelsey Clark. Clark gives it off left wing here for Maya Rost. Gets it back out for Toomey. Toomey in the lane. Lundell, little runner. And nice little bucket there for Hannah Lundell. And Lundell now with 7 points in the ball game. Snyder has 17, Miller with 12, Spiker with 11, and now Lundell with 7. Entry pass down low for Camacho. She takes off glass and scores. You might have heard the whistle. She'll be trying to finish off a three-point play. Nice little lob pass down low for Camacho, who took a nice little power dribble, hit on the arm as she put up the shot. And she makes it now 68-23, a 45-point lead here for Kearney High. And checking out of the game is going to be Clark. And in for Kearney High is going to be Lauren Strubing. And Camacho with the chance at the three-point play. The free throw rolls around and is good. And she'll come out of the ball game. In for her is going to be Sally Welsh. Scotts Bluff only has two seniors on their entire roster. Only one of them starts. So they're a pretty young basketball team. Kick pass here, left side for Lundell. Lundell's going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound in underneath. And the shot by Fritzen is off the mark. Scotts Bluff comes up with the rebound. Long outlet pass is going to be stolen away by Toomey. And Toomey still has the dribble. She'll lob it up ahead here for Lundell. Lundell's going to drive. Lundell runs into some bodies there. And well, they're going to, I don't think they're going to say she was in the act of shooting. Oh, they're going to give her a little continuation there. They're going to say that she was shooting. So Lundell is going to go line and shoot two. So clock keeps moving here as Aubrey Ford is called for the foul. And the free throw rolls around and is good for Hannah Lundell. So she makes the first of two free throws. And her second one is on the way and good. Dead solid perfect. 70-24, Kearney High with the lead. Lundell now with 9 points in the ballgame. And she'll come out so close to having double figures here with 2:28 to go, probably not getting back in there. Rudy Salazar, jumper for Scotts Bluff, off the mark. And Bearcats pull down the rebound. That's going to be Clark who came up with the rebound. She'll hand it off here for Olst. She's in a little trouble in the lane. We'll kick it out. There's Fritzen. Fritzen skips it off left side. Here's a three-pointer for Clark. That is off the mark. And long rebound taken out by Scotts Bluff. Salazar, end of the possession. Now long pass. Ball knocked loose. Last touch by the ones with the black jerseys or the white jerseys. No, they're going to say it was off Kearney High. Trying to get to the ball was Kelsey Toomey. And they're going to say she touched it, but she wasn't able to control it, obviously, as it goes out of bounds. Minute 45 to go, 70-24, Bearcats with the lead. Entry pass, knocked loose. Coming up with it is Roast, who she'll get it up ahead here for Toomey. Toomey had trouble making the catch, and she's going to turn it over. So we're just going to swap turnovers here. That was a tough pass for Toomey to handle. But one of those that if she was able to handle it, she would have been in pretty good position to try a contested layup. So Shaylee James checks in the ball game. She's on the dribble. They'll give it off here right side for Gutierrez. Alicia Gutierrez checks in. Scotts Bluff fires yet another three-pointer that's off the mark. Rebounded there by Kearney High. That's Strubing with the rebound. Long out. That pass. It's up ahead. And a layup is up and in. And there's a foul. What a great pass by Strubing. And it was caught on the fly by Toomey. And Toomey's going to lay it up and in. And she was fouled. And we've got 45 seconds left as they hand the ball to Toomey. And she'll try to finish off a three-point play. And the free throw is up and good. Running clock, 35 seconds to go. Scotts Bluff with it. Pass on the right side. Dribbling here is Aubrey Ford. Ford's pass intercepted by Strubing. And she'll get the ball down up ahead here for Clark. 16 seconds left. Clark is going to try to dribble it out, but she's being pressured, so she'll give it off here for Rost. Back between the circles for Fritzen. 10 seconds left. Fritzen will give it off on the right side. And again, they kind of want to run out the clock here. Toomey has it. We'll get the ball off for Clark, and they are going to let him run out the clock. Your final, 73-24, as Kearney High dominates the basketball game, and they will be taking on North Platte in the next round here of the GNAC Conference Tournament. I'm sorry, on the girls' side, they'll be taking on North Platte. We had no problem with McCook earlier today, so it'll be North Platte and Kearney tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the North Gym here in Hastings in the GNAC Conference Tournament. Of course, we'll have that game beginning with a pregame at around 1:45 tomorrow right here on ESPN. Once again, your final, it's 73-24, Kearney High over Scotts Bluff. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. No problem for Kearney High here in girls basketball over Scottsbluff, 73-24. They got the running clock in the early stages of the third quarter. Never look back as the Bearcats, boy, just absolutely dominate this basketball game. Rebounding, that more than a 2-1 edge in terms of rebounding. I had them with 34 rebounds compared to 16 for Scottsbluff. Turnovers, maybe not quite as good as they would like, but I had 26 turnovers for Scottsbluff compared to 15 for Kearney High. So a margin of about 11 rebounds there. Excuse me, 18 rebounds. I'll get my number straight here. And they win the turnover margin by 11, and they win on the scoreboard by a final of 73-24. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here for Kearney High. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you guys didn't really look that maybe a little rusty out there, but, boy, you guys play with a lot of energy, and that defense did everything you wanted it to do.
Yeah, we thought we could pressure them and make it a full-court game the whole time. And we kind of knew, I mean, going in, I think I told you, too, that that they probably were going to pressure us, and we were okay with that. We kind of wanted them to a little bit and just attack it and make it kind of a longer game where there's more possessions, and we just, when you're the better team, you feel like that's the way you want it to be played. So, yeah, it worked into our favor.
Yeah, a lot of fast break points, both by breaking their press and by forcing turnovers and getting some buckets on the other end.
Right, yeah, we transitioned pretty well. I mean, I just think, you know, we played such a tough schedule this year. I just think we're prepared, I think, pretty well. It's made us better as a team, and we play teams that it's hard to break on. We're a pretty good team in transition, we feel, and we played a lot of teams that do a good job of defending that, but sometimes you're playing some, you know, when we're the 3 seed playing the 6 seed, we're hoping we can push it in transition, get some easy baskets, and turn them over a little bit. You know, we did, obviously, quite a bit in the first half, turned them over a lot and got some easy baskets, and that just gets you going. And when you're a little rusty, you know, if you get a lot of easy baskets early on, that definitely helps.
And unofficially, I had you being 30 of 53 shooting the basketball from the field today. I mean, first of all, 53 shots is an incredible number, and you shot over 60%. Well, right at 60%.
Yeah, we got a lot of good shots.
Yeah,
we got a lot of shots inside, obviously, breaking the pressure, but also just getting steals and converting those into layups.
And I really thought you guys passed the ball very, very well. Miller, Obermiller benefited from some nice looks when, you know, well, they passed nicely to each other as well. But you guys really kind of were able, I don't want to say pound the ball inside because it made it sound like you slowed it down to do that, but you moved the ball so quickly inside that you got – a lot of buckets point blank.
Yeah, a lot of times we felt like we had a mismatch. So every time they'd switch on to someone else, we'd just go with that. We had one mismatch pretty much all night inside. So we kept trying to exploit that a little bit. And that did pay off early in the game, for sure. In the first half, we did that quite a bit.
Well, obviously, it won't be as easy tomorrow. You already know that you play North Platte. What can you tell us about that matchup?
I got a couple kids that started for quite a few years for them. Good shooting guard, Harvey, and then the Jesse Hunt girl is their post, 6'1" post. Those are their two best players for sure. We know them pretty well, and so definitely have to do a good job defending them. Not real deep. They're not a real deep team, but they, those two kids are tough for them. And we've split with them a lot over the past few years, and so we lost to them in the conference tournament last year in overtime. So. We definitely will be ready to play.
And is this, again, going to be similar to what you want to do in terms of you really want to kind of extend the game a little bit, kind of pressure the ball so they can't pound it inside on you?
Well, they're the 2 seeds, so maybe they want to extend the game a little bit. I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. It's a catch-22 because their shooting guard is so tough, and sometimes when you pressure those kids, they get open. You know, when you're full court pressure, sometimes they get open looks, and so do we pressure them, and we're going to have to live with her getting a few open looks, or do we go back to a half court type defense and just take her away? We could do either. But those, you know, those two types of game plans definitely are in our minds for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Again, another great effort tonight from Skylar Snyder. Just got to ask you about her. She finished with 17 points. I had her with about 7-8 rebounds as well. And again, there's a lot of girls that we could kind of point at when you guys went as comfortably as you did. But
yeah.
Boy, she's really kind of the straw that stirs the drink a little bit.
She can score.
Yeah.
It helps a lot when you have some kid, you know, a kid or two that can really just put the ball in the hole no matter what you're running. And she's one of those kids that can go on and on and score against about anybody that defends her. So, yeah, it definitely helps us a ton. Gets us going sometimes when we're kind of stagnant offensively. You can just go to her. We kind of isolated her a little bit early mm-hmm. in the game. Plus, she just gets steals on the top of our press. You know, she's up top. So a lot of times she's the recipient of those turnovers that turn into layups for us.
All right, Jason, appreciate the time. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High, as the Bearcats win this one convincingly, 73-24. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at all the numbers and wrap up the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. As Kearney High wins both the boys and girls quarterfinals, they were the number 3 seed in both. The boys won earlier today against North Platte. 58-43, and now the girls will be taking on North Platte tomorrow after their win today over Scotts Bluff, 73-24. North Platte with a win over McCook, 48-22. So the number 2 seed North Platte will be taking on Kearney High tomorrow at 2:00. We will have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. Pre-game will start probably around 1:50 or so, and then we'll have Kearney High and North Platte girls basketball, and then the boys game. Kearney High will take on the winner of second-seeded Scotts Bluff and seventh-seeded McCook. That game is scheduled for 7:15 right here in Hastings tonight. So obviously we don't know who that's going to be, but Scotts Bluff is the number 2 seed in that game. Let's check the numbers here for Scotts Bluff. Leading the way for them was Allie Camacho. She finished with 11 points in the ball game to go with 7 rebounds. Chesney Walker finished with 10. Aubrey Ford off the bench with 2. And Christina Villarreal with 1 point. Only 4 girls scored here for Scotts Bluff. Camacho with 11, Walker with 10. There is 21 of the 24 points for Scotts Bluff in the ball game. Unofficially, I had them shooting 0-for-19 from behind the arc and a total of 9-of-41 from the field, while Kearney was 30-of-53 overall shooting. Didn't shoot real well from behind the arc, where they were 1-of-7. But overall shooting in the game, unofficially about 57% in the game. A lot of steals, a lot of layups, a lot of nice passes, a lot of buckets at point-blank range here for Kearney High, who win this one comfortably by a final of 73-24. Leading the way for the Cats was Skylar Snyder. She finished with 17 points and 7 rebounds. Brianna Miller with 12 points and 9 rebounds. Lauren Spiker, 11 points. Hannah Lundell finished with 9 off the bench. Brianna Obermiller with 8. Chelsea Toomey off the bench with 5. Kelsey Stidham with 4. Stacey Peters with 3. Mariah Rolst with 2. Jessica Fritzen with 2. And, again, just a solid effort up and down the lineup here for Kearney High as they win this one comfortably, a final of 73-24. They'll be back in action tomorrow around 2:00. We'll be taking on North Platte. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. That'll be followed by the Kearney High boys in the conference semifinals against either McCook or Scotts Bluff tomorrow as the boys won comfortably 58-43. And again, the girls' final was 73-24 over Scotts Bluff. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.